time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishnah Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Fields.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. I'm just fine. Thank you. Boy, nice day yesterday. What did it warm up to? Almost 50 degrees?
Yeah, 49, yeah.
Yikes. Yeah, I saw the forecast yesterday early in the day. It said high of around, what, 42? I love it when they miss low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they're going to miss on the downside. Makes me feel better. Kendall Warren is in the studio with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell you today about W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got a new used portable dishwasher in good condition. Got a luxury water softener in about a year and a half old. Got a used upright freezer, large capacity, about 20 cubic foot. Got an electric cooktop, drop-in cooktop that's in excellent condition. Can be bought very inexpensively. Used Maytag drying center. Got a used stack washer dryer. We have two of those, one of them near new. Still have that 40-gallon natural gas direct vent water heater. Two smooth-top electric ranges, both in excellent condition. Some used microwave hood combinations, used under-counter dishwashers. Got several used electric and gas clothes dryers. And one Maytag or Whirlpool matched washer-dryer set duet. Got lots of new refrigerators in stock by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, and LG. Got 75 units in stock, so very good selection of models, colors, and prices. And as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Gas and electric water heaters, we deliver, install, haul that old heater away, and yes, we take care of the service after the sale. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. You know, all those New Year's resolutions people seem to be so fond of all really have one thing in common. One thing they're really trying to get after, whether it's, you know, whether you think you want to lose a little weight or do more exercising or do this, do that, do the other thing, it seems like they all tie into one central theme, and that's you're trying to be happier, trying to figure out a way to be a little bit happier in life. The website realsimple.com is a website that has all kinds of different little helpful tips and things for all kinds of different facets of your life. But I saw an article there that was written by Marcia Mentor about being happier, 9 easy ways to be happier. And I found some of these to be interesting, some of them to be a little funny. But one of the first ways to be happy, you want to be happier in life, it says chill out. And I thought that meant just, you know, kind of go take it easy, don't worry about things so much. That comes later. This actually is something a little different. When she says chill out, she means that most people equate happiness with a sultry Caribbean beach. You know, we've all heard the term, go to your happy place. When you think of a happy place, don't most people close their eyes and think of what? Swaying palm trees and a beach somewhere. Maybe a nice chilly drink in your hand as you lay back on a deck chair on the beach, watching the waves pound the beach and things. And that's what most people think of when they think of a happy place. But really, a snowy mountain in Colorado might be a little bit more accurate. They say it turns out that cold temperatures actually can improve your mood, which I suppose is pretty good news this time of the year, because that's pretty much what we get for the most part this time of the year. Researchers at the University of Michigan discovered that blowing cold air up the noses of participants in that study actually put them in a better frame of mind than when they blasted some hot air up their nostrils. I'm thinking if somebody's got me in a study and they blast any kind of air up my nostrils, I'm going to poke their eyes out. That's just not very pleasant, but apparently it was more pleasant when they blew the cold air up there. Did my tax dollars pay for that study, by the way?
Yeah.
So if you need a boost, I guess dial down the thermostat a little bit. I guess that actually makes you happier. I didn't see that one coming.
The problem is that the cold temperatures come with the lack of sunshine as well.
It does get balanced, you know, in a strange way, doesn't it? Yeah, and the amount of sunshine does affect your mood. That's very true. Another way to be happier, she says, is to remember whence you came. How many times have you been there over the years? Remember when you were a little kid and you went to Grandma's house? And you look on the walls and what do you see? Pictures. Lots and lots of pictures. Pictures of, well, sometimes embarrassing pictures of the old man when he was a little kid. He wasn't always a big stud, huh? But you see all that kind of stuff. Well, they say that you shouldn't underestimate the power of nostalgia in your life. You know, you swap stories about the, the prom back when you're in high school, or a cross-country trip that you did with some buddies and things. You know, we all tell stories. We all find ourselves doing that. The older we get, the more we do those kinds of things. But we all tell stories about the old days of this and the old days of that. That's actually a very healthy thing, because you view yourself in a more positive light, and you tend to form tighter bonds with folks that you're with and those that you visited with. And in some cases, it makes you think about, gee, why did I ever lose touch with those folks? Maybe I should make a phone call or something, get back in touch with people. They say a book about the blue zones, about the happiest regions of the world, they recommend that landmining your home with photos and memorabilia so you're constantly reminded of your history is actually a positive influence in your life. So it's not just that we, you know, want to see our kids in photos because they never come around anymore. It's the fact that it reminds us of, you always hear the phrase, the good old days. Well, they were old. They weren't always as good as we remember them, but that doesn't really matter. It's just putting yourself in that position again mentally so that you start to feel solid about things again. Adorning the hallway or a highly trafficked room with some sentimental objects is a great way to start remembering your past. So grandma knew something there. And don't dwell is another tip to a happier life. Don't mull over past failures. It could be really tempting. You know, we tend to be folks who sometimes tend to focus on the positive. We spend more time worrying about the failures that we've had and trying to figure out what went wrong, whose fault was it, how did we not get the answer right. But over time, that behavior can lead to helpless feelings and things, too. So research shows that, ruminators, people who, continue to rummy that around, they're more likely to be depressed because of a downward spiral of emotions. First, you begin obsessing about it, and that makes you lack the mental clarity to come up with potentially good solutions to problems. And then as a result, you start to lose confidence, and then you start to feel unhappy. Psychologists say it just kind of leads to a downward trend. So, you know, instead of going over something again and again, maybe just distract yourself. Hit a movie. Play a game or something with some friends. Do something different. Don't have to worry so much about it. You know, we talk so much about it all the time that it doesn't really matter so much what caused the problem or whose fault it was or whatever else. Just fix it.
Yeah.
Just fix it and move on. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to learn, of course, from everything, but move on.
Have that basketball shooter's mindset a little bit more often, I guess.
That's right. You can't make them all. You know? So it goes. That's the first thing you have to be taught. If you want to play baseball, that's the first thing you need to be taught. You're only going to be successful at best probably 30% of the time, and that gets you into the Hall of Fame. So it's that 70%. Yeah. You know, don't dwell on the strikeouts and whatever else. You know, if you do that, well, you're never going to get ahead. You're never going to be successful. Just forget it and move on. Also, spreading the wealth is good for your own happiness. Giving away money can actually make your life happier than if you spent it on yourself. That's according to studies. That's not according to me. That's according to studies. No, it says the same may be true of buying things for others rather than for yourself. You know, the good feeling you get holidays, birthdays, and what have you. I think as we get older, when you're kids, you like getting things.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, use your kids, you know. But as you get older, I get more joy out of giving things, you know, giving gifts than I do in receiving gifts. I almost feel awkward receiving gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot more fun to give and to know that your actions, you know, brighten someone's day, you know. It's kind of fun to do those things. So, you know, that might be a way to do that. If you're going out for coffee, it doesn't have to be a big gift. You don't have to, you know, buy a car and wrap it in a bow for Christmas. It can be little things. If you're going to go out for coffee, maybe take a colleague's order. Pick up the bill. You know, just picking up the check once in a while, doing things like that. Pick up a treat for a friend that you would normally impulse buy for yourself at the checkout counter. And also tipping well. You know, some folks overlook little things like that. You know, folks who serve us for a living. Sometimes, well, most times, don't make a lot of money unless we tip well. So, you know, tip generously. Be aware of those around you and be thankful for the nice things that other people do for you. And eventually the payoff is yours. So that can one way to make you happy. Another way to get happier, it says, eat a snack around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, don't need to convince me. I'm good with that. They say that's when levels of serotonin, which is a brain chemical that helps regulate mood, can kind of take a nosedive. We've all heard the commercials, you know, we've all heard about the 2:30 in the afternoon feeling, nap time.
Siesta time.
That's right. Time to get down. Well, they say that, you know, choose a snack, something that has maybe mood-boosting nutritional powerhouse things like B vitamins in them, things like that, which can be found in, like, dairy products, leafy greens, different types of things, and maybe whole grains that have complex carbohydrates in them, too, things like that. It's maybe not necessarily those energy drinks. Yeah. A lot of people reach for those. Not so much, yeah. But that can help your mood, too. Eat a little snack around 2 in the afternoon. Also, get a move on. That's another good tip to a happier, healthier life. For some people, exercising at high intensity, just 3 times a week for maybe 30 minutes a time, can provide the same benefits as some of the most powerful psychiatric medications. And that's psychologists that are saying things like that. Research suggests that during about a half an hour of exercise, the human body can increase the production of a protein that is... it's called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which can have an antidepressant effect. So like yoga, some things like that, they seem to have additional calming and happy-making effects on both the brain and the nervous system. So, you know, if you're just not doing anything, got a little free time, just do something. You know, it doesn't have to be physical exercise. You don't have to go out and work out like an NFL player. It's just, even if it's just going out and going for a brisk walk for a half an hour, just get out and do something to get yourself moving, get the body moving, get that blood pumping just a little bit faster. Also, another way to make your life a little happier, limit your options. When you make a choice, you generally want the best. Sometimes it means you consider everything that's available. You can't make decisions that way. It's so hard. It's overwhelming. Not to mention stressful and anxiety-producing. So whenever you find yourself paralyzed by indecision, whether you're shopping for a new car or maybe in, you know, just anything in your life, something small, quickly try to whittle down your options to just a few choices. Pick one and move on.
That might be the downside of the internet age we live in.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You can find everything you want, so you're never going to decide.
Yeah, and it's all true, right? Yeah. Another way to keep happier is, she says, start baking. Well, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to start getting in the kitchen and baking if that's not your cup of tea. The point is, start doing something, whether it's, you know, join a quilting bee or, you know, learn a new task. Learn something that might be fun that you can do. Finding something that occupies 100% of your attention while you're engaged in it, so your mind's not wandering around. You'll be more motivated and focused. It promotes feelings of happiness. Also, it's something you can do together, too. You know, the folks in Denmark, which is characterized as the most thriving country in the world when it comes to well-being, the folks are happier there. They say a majority of the population there report that they belong to some sort of a social club. You know, if you pick up on something that you can do that maybe gets you into some sort of a circle with other folks, you know, it expands your friendships. It gives you some quality time just, you know, not doing anything that requires, you know, necessarily a lot of thought, decision, you know, the stress that's created in other situations like at work. So if you do those kinds of things, you know, you're making friends too. So there's a way to kind of get going too. Look for something you can dive into, and maybe it's something that you can create some bonds with other people over. And one last note about trying to be happier. She says, make your bed. Make your bed in the morning. So when she was researching her book on happiness, it was the number one most impactful change that people brought up over and over again. It doesn't necessarily have to be the bed thing, but it turns out it says people are happier when the everyday tasks in their lives are completed. You know, if the hospital corners don't necessarily do it, you can test out other small ways to make your life more efficient and pleasant. Concrete changes in your life, you know, just doing things. If there's a little project, boy, I've been meaning to put that picture up over there in the hallway. I just never got around to it. Well, do it. You've accomplished something. You got it finished. You feel good about it. You know, basically, anything that you've been putting off. If you've got things in your life that you've been putting off, or little tasks that you put off each and every day, finish them. Make you feel better. You feel good about yourself when you accomplish those tasks. So be happier. Just be happy. Go smile at somebody.
Don't
make their
worry,
day.
Be happy.
That's right. Sounds like a song, doesn't it? You got to write that. It's amazing how if you just walk around with a smile on your face, how it changes people's moods. So do that, too. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He's always happy.
Try to be.
You try.
Yeah.
Tell us about W&S Appliance.
Got luxury water softeners. It's an Iowa company. Freezers chest and upright by Amana, Whirlpool, and Frigidaire. Sizes from 5 through and including, and most all of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Lots of electric and gas ranges by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, LG. And freestanding models on display, and built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Lots of washers and dryers. Got a new shipment in yesterday. top load, front load in small, large, and super capacity models. If space is a problem, we have some stack type units. We offer Whirlpool, Manta, Maytag, and LG. And of course, Speed Queen, which is made in the United States, which carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service. And of course, stop and see us today. Pots on, the peanuts are out. Jim?
Kendall, appreciate that very much. So, 9 ways to be happier. You know what? She missed one somewhere in there. Win the lottery. Isn't that, I mean, I just thought that would be one of them in there, too. Isn't that what everybody thinks will make them happy?
That's what we always say.
That's what we always say. Yeah. Well, we can create problems in a lot of different ways. Kendall, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it very much. Hey, you go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.